It is the world's most notable organizations, where thousands, maybe millions, of people starting from the 14th century are part of. It's an organization rich in symbols, rituals, and ceremonies, and it is the route to millions of questions and curiosity from people all over the world. This is the Freemasons. Today, we are going to take a tour in the Masonic Lodge, located in Évreux, Mass. This Masonic Lodge was founded nearly 147 years ago, and still is extremely active today. Currently, they practice their rituals and enjoy one of those company in the Oddfellows building located in 18 Vernal Street. Stay tuned for this episode with the Freemasons. Hi everyone, here I am with Steve Bruce, who is a member of the Freemasons in Everett, Massachusetts, and I'm just going to jump right into it. I'm sure as being part of the Freemasons, you have heard so many burning questions from everybody. What are Freemasons? So I'm going to ask the same question. So what are the Freemasons?
The Freemasons are a fraternal organization composed of men 18 years and older. And it's an independent fraternal organization dedicated to the teachings of morality and charity. Well, we're proud of our philosophy and tradition of making good men better. Okay, being a Mason means becoming a person while helping to improve the quality of life for others. And that's important for all of us. And that's what Masons do.
That's incredible. And it's so historic, too. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes back medieval Europe and I know that I want to talk a little bit about the history of what you know, what you've learned being part of this organization. So why do you think it's become such a well-liked group in the organization throughout the entire world?
Well, Freemasonry and throughout the ages has always been a charitable organization with leaders trying to help improve the quality of life of others. So that's one of the reasons. But we have a rich history throughout the world, as not only in the United States. There have been 18 presidents that have been U.S. presidents, many congressional leaders, industrial and corporate leaders. But one of the things is that why people are interested in it is that they think of us as a secret organization, a secret society, and we're not a secret society. We are a society with secrets, though, you know, and that's what draws the allure of some of the people to our organization.
It draws the attention, right? You know, it's a mystery, but people are curious mm-hmm. to know what it's about.
Well, as you said, it began during medieval Europe, when the great cathedrals were being built and the buildings were being built. The craftsmen of the ages, the carpenters and the masons, protected themselves for work, okay? And they had, they made means of recognition so one mason could recognize another mason. Because if that mason was traveling to another part of another city to help build the cathedrals and
right.
so forth, it helped protect him so that he could provide for his family.
Interesting. So, you know, if I'm not a male, so I can't join, but if I was, and if I was interested in joining, how can you explain to people who, you know, when they watch TV, they hear all these conspiracy theories, mm-hmm. and, you know, obviously I'm a fan of The Simpsons, so they make, you know, they have parodies of the Freemasons and
sure.
stuff. So how do you explain that to people who are interested in joining?
Well, like in any large organization, and like I said, an organization composed of presidents, congressional leaders, world leaders, and so forth, people have big imaginations, and they read into a lot of things, you know, and like I said, we are a society with secrets. We're not a secret society. And so people read into this, and they expound on it in their own, and their own imaginations just bring it out into the parodies and
yeah.
so forth. So.
Yeah, because it's even in movies, too. But mm-hmm. it can actually be in a good way as well, because I know I've seen, what was the movie? National Treasure, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, they talk about Freemasons and mm-hmm. joining, so mm-hmm. I feel like somebody who may be interested in watching that, be like, oh, that's really cool. Like, that's something interesting, you know.
Well, the history is just fascinating. It's just plain fascinating. It dates back. I mean, some of the records and archives of some of the things I've seen in many of the Grand Lodge here in Boston, mm-hmm. as well as other lodges within the district. Our own lodge started in 1868, and we're finding records from 1869. I mean, I don't know how many corporations and other companies can find things that's archived like that.
That's
and that's what we have here, still maintaining, and we've been a continuous every month since 1868, we've had a meeting.
That's incredible. That's a long time. So, you know, because it's so historic, mm-hmm. and there's so much history, and there's so much rich in culture and symbolism, mm-hmm. how do you explain that to somebody as well, you know, who's coming in and just trying to learn it all about what the Freemasons are about? How can you explain, you know, what goes back with all the, you know, the rituals? I know you can't explain that too much, but, you know, how does that come from the history of it? So,
well, like every organization, they have their rituals and their ceremonies and indoctrinations and so forth, you know, which we have. But they come in and they learn through members, other members, you know, that have been members for many, many years. We have 50 and 60 year members here that are still coming to lodge every month. And so we learn there. Plus, the Grand Lodge, as well as the district, puts on many history meetings and so forth. So it's up to the individual, like any organization. The organization mm-hmm. is made up for the individuals that want to be part of it. And if you go to these meetings, you will learn a lot about Freemasonry. So it's really everything on your own pace. So,
you know, because you're a Freemason in Everett, Massachusetts, does that mean you can't meet another Freemason from, like, I don't know, London or something? Or you still do?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure, yeah. Once you're a Mason, then you have
get
that
to meet
Mason.
All of them.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
So I know I've researched a little bit of what the Freemasons are about, and it says that there's currently 1.3 million members in the current United States, but I don't know if that's accurate.
That's real close. There's at least over a million members, you know.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, and Massachusetts has 231 lodges, you know. I think it's over 32,000 members just in Massachusetts,
wow.
you know. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, you know, so it's still there. We're trying to grow, like every organization.
Exactly. You know? So now I want to talk a little bit about your experience.
Okay.
So what made you interested in joining, and first of all, mm-hmm. so explain that a little bit.
Well, it really was the National Treasure movies and the history. I'm a real history buff, and by joining, I have not been disappointed in anything the history that we've come about. Not just with the Massachusetts or the United States, but it goes back to the original lodges in England, I am a history buff. It's just plain fascinating. And the other part of it, I learned from people that I know that are Masons before I joined. It is an organization. Any meeting I've ever been to, no matter who's ever in charge of the meeting, if he says I need, as soon as he says that, the hands raised. The men that I've met, there's no shortage of men that want to help. You just, all you have to say is, I need, and then people go, people help, whether it's through time, money, materials, anything, there's no shortage of hands raising to help out.
So what was your reasoning for becoming a member of Freemasons?
That's a great question, because I remember back when I was younger, and by younger I mean in my teens and earlier years, that I knew people who were Masons, and they were very upstanding people that I admired and respected. And I noticed that they, as I got to know them better and grew older, they went to meetings, they had fun, and they seemed to do things that were relevant. And you said, you know, I like that example, that's a good example. I like to be like that. And then I eventually said to them one day, hey, why don't you tell me about this Mason stuff? You seem to really go and enjoy it. I'd like to learn a little bit more. And they said, okay, well, let me tell you about it. And they explained to me that it was a fraternity, as we've heard from Steve already, and that you essentially become a better person through your involvement doing good things. And so from there I said, okay, I'd like to join. What do I need to do now? And they said, well, fill out this paperwork. And, you know, everything has paperwork. And that's how I became a Mason, and why.
Well, great organization, love it. Been a Mason myself for about 18 years. People join for all kinds of reasons. So you look at people join for historic reasons. People join because their parents were Masons or grandfather, so they honor a family tradition. And then people join out of curiosity, which is drawn from the movies, the Simpsons, and just about anything that points them in a Masonic direction. If people look at the square and compass on a building and they say, what is that? And they have a tendency to come on in and check us out. So when people do come to the open house on April 11th, they'll have an opportunity to ask not so much about the fraternity itself, but what directions they have as couples. Can they join? Can the family join? Can their son, daughter? And once you become a Mason, there's all kinds of other avenues to join. There are Scottish Rite, which is an appendant body, York Rite, which is also another appendant body, and the Shrine. Many people know about the Shriners. Everybody likes to think about everyone driving around in those small cars. Eventually, people get out of those small cars and actually do good work. And that's pretty much what the fraternity is all about, just doing the good work. So,
what was your reasoning on joining the Freemasons?
Well, I joined the Freemasonry because my dad was a Freemason, and I served in the Marine Corps for 6.5 years. And I wanted to be Massachusetts, so it's very meaningful to me. So I waited until I get back from overseas to join in Massachusetts because, we come second or third. But it means something, so that's why I joined Freemasonry. And coming back, all my friends were gone, and this is family, so I feel right at home.
It's more like a family.
It is, and it's like I said, it's the charitable of these men want to give, and they're trying to help. Whether mm-hmm. I say whether it's through time, money, or materials, or information, anything that they can help out with, they're willing to help.
Yeah. So explain that a little bit, because you talk about charities and stuff like that. And I know mm-hmm. Freemasons are known as the Shriners, right?
Well, you have to be a Shriner. You have to be a Mason to be a Shriner.
Right.
You have to be a Mason Shriner. Of course, everyone has heard about the Shriners. It's the Shriners Burns Institute, the Shriners Children Hospital. Mm-hmm. Those are the two most famous. Masons give about $2 million a day to charities.
Wow.
And,
that's incredible.
So none of us, and that's a second part of this, I've yet to meet a Mason that is anxious to get in front of a camera and say, I'm a Mason and I gave this kind of money. They would prefer just to help out and move along with their
daily
lives.
Humble.
Right, keep them along. But yeah, there's other things. We in the district here, we have what we call the HELP program. It's a hospital equipment loan program, which each lodge helps out. It's up and moving. And if an individual needs anything to deal with hospitals, whether it's a cane, wheelchair, hospital bed, walker, anything, all you have to do is show up and say, I need this. They'll give it to you for nothing, and you can keep it for as long as you want, and they're only asked that you return it when you're done with it. There's no cost to anybody, and you can keep it as long as you want. We also are big with blood drives in the community, and we're hoping to have one here in Everett in either the end of May or beginning of June. Mm-hmm. And we're also doing what we call the My Chip program, which is a child identification program, which we set up with dentists and the police. So for people who have young children, we can document them, and then heaven forbid something should happen to them, they could be identified, you know. So
there's never a lack of opportunity. There's so many things to do. So you guys are always, and I'm sure you guys are thinking of more things to do in the future.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Is it just in Everett, or you're explaining elsewhere too?
Well, I mean, we're involved in some things here in Everett, like the Little League program mm-hmm. and so forth. But it's a district-wide. We're in constant communication with the district and also with the Grand Lodge. They ask us to do certain things, as well as the district. And so we all try to work together and try to get this stuff done.
Awesome. So now I want to lead into what is the process of somebody who, you know, wants to join, is interested in joining, or might be a little scared to join. So talk a little about the process from there.
Well, I mean, if you know a Mason, if you happen to know a Mason, you can ask a Mason, you know, and mm-hmm. you can have an application for him. What we're currently having coming up soon on Saturday, April 11th, from 9 to 3 at this lodge and every lodge in Massachusetts, is an open house, and they can come in, they can take a tour of the lodge, they can talk to some of our brothers and learn about what we go through, what we're about, and get some more information that way.
So when is the open house again?
Saturday, April 11th from 9 to 3.
9 to 3, and it'll be here.
It'll be at this lodge, and actually any lodge that, you know, if you know of a lodge in Malden, like I'm only going to local lodges, Malden or Melrose, please, you know, stop in, and if you see the banner outside, please stop in, you know, and inquire.
Yeah. So is there any last kind of things that you want to mention?
Well, Palestine Lodge does have a website, palestinelodge.org, as well as we're on Facebook and Twitter, so mm-hmm. you can reach out for us there, as well as the Grand Lodge. If you're not sure if there's a lodge in your area, you can go to the Grand Lodge website, which is askafreemason.org. And they'll hook you up. They'll ask you what city you're from, and they'll hook you up with the nearest lodge for you. And then you can, you can go in any time, but you can also go in on the open house.
Awesome. Okay. And is there like a number to reach, or is that all online?
Yeah, it's all online.
It's all online?
Yeah.
Well, Steve, it's been a pleasure talking with you and learning more about the Freemasons. Mm-hmm. I hope that anybody who's watching who may be interested in joining, mm-hmm. definitely check it out for sure. And, you know, if you can, just rewatch episodes, you can learn more about it. But yes, thank you so much. It's been
thank
a pleasure.
You. And thank you. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for this and with the exposure for the Palestine Lodge in the community.
Yeah, best of luck to all of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
A number of organizations. We have a youth program for boys and girls, the D-Malay, which is for boys 11 to 21, and the same with the girls' Rainbow. There's a chapter here that this lodge happens to sponsor out in Saugus, and the D-Malay that they happen to sponsor out in Wakefield. And they have about 20 boys and about 20 active girls in each program. Also, the Boy Scouts are also sponsored by, not so much by the Masons themselves, but the Masons have actually done a lot of support for the Boy Scouts. Joe Westman, who was here earlier, and myself are very active in the scouting program. There is an organization for women called the Order of the Eastern Star. It's a shared organization. Both men and women join that organization. And just about every one of our buildings sponsors an Order of the Eastern Star chapter. The local one here, I guess, is actually in Melrose, but there is another chapter not too far from here as well. It's an opportunity for men and women to strengthen their own bonds as a couple. Women don't have to necessarily join with a man, but has to have some kind of Masonic affiliation. So the organization supports is very supportive to couples and to kids as well.